Diamonds on it, black and yellow, street fighter, what up, boy,
what's good,
the Bumba Rasklot, what the hell is going on, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good, caught off guard. I didn't know our host was a Rastafarian out here, but you know.
God, what the hell is going on, man? What the world is going mad, man? Come on, somebody. Matty Ams is Street Fighter checking in. What's shaking? You know what? I'm not even going to, like, waste no time. What is it about All-Star Weekend that we have began to dislike over the past couple of years? Let's start there.
The All-Star game was I accept little defense. I won't accept no defense.
Hey, the mic is a little. You sound a little muffled. You sound a little bit muffled.
Here we go. How about now?
Yeah, it's a whole hell of a lot better, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck happened right there, but I will accept little defense. I won't accept no defense. When Steph Curry laid on the floor to let Giannis get that dunk, was it last year, a year before? Nah, man.
let's do it piece by piece. Okay, so, I mean, do you want to highlight the dunk contest? Because that's what you mentioned first. You said that the dunk contest has been trash for, like, the past, like, two decades. It's really
– Yes. Yes. The dunk contest went garbage. I'm trying to think when the last one that when the first one of these recent ones was good. I think it was Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
What was that?
Because everybody kept missing.
What was that? 2016?
That was like 3 years ago, I think. Something like
17.
That. I thought that was 3 years ago. 17.
It was very recent. It might have been.
Yeah,
three years ago.
But like before that, it was all these random people, and I don't even mind random people because random dudes in the NBA could dunk, but they was missing dunks. Like, somebody missed, like, 7 dunks in a row before or something, and then they still got 8. I was like, yo, get out of here.
I feel like All-Star Weekend should literally be reserved for the All-Stars. I want to see all of the cats that's in the All-Star game participate in all the events. I don't really care to have nobodies in the 3-point shootout and the dunk contest. You know, for the dunk contest to continually just like go downward, real. I don't know if it'll become a thing where they'll discontinue it. They kind of should, because like you said, in the events that you got cats that are, like, missing dunks upon dunks and getting dunks and dunks and continuing to get tries and things. And it's like you really can't penalize somebody. But it just takes away the pizzazz when you have multiple failed attempts. And even after the fact that you've, like, done it, it doesn't, like, resonate. And it already is, like, sad because – you still got people like Skip Bayless that go on tirades because LeBron James has yet to participate. And to my point, like I said, the All-Stars should compete in all the events. I feel like one way to really, I guess, add some excitement to the dunk contest, I mean, you remember like slam ball back in the day with the trampolines and all that stuff? I don't know if maybe you want to kind of like implement that, like, to, because I'm sick of all these props and all these gimmicks and all that crap. Like, just dunk the ball. But like I said, we've seen everything there is to see since like the 70s and like the 80s. I mean, you still got people like Aaron Gordon that come out and do some things like, wow, that's never been done before. But at the same time, you're using props and stuff.
That dunk he did for, was it Murray or something, threw the ball all over the backboard, and he caught it one-handed, bro.
I mean, that was sweet. That was sweet. I get it. That was sweet. But still, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just loses, like, it loses its aura when it's like everybody is using a prop, whether it be somebody assisting them or some type of, like, I don't know, like, whatever they wearing just to kind of, like, distract you from the actual, like, moment, which is supposed to be, like, a showcase of just elite dunking or, like, a competition. And then you had hella people getting on Dwayne company for, you know, robbing certain people. You had people that was, like, and I ask you, that, how do you feel? People that are, like, advocating that previous, like, dunk contest winners should be the only ones that should be judging the dunk contest.
I'm here for it. Only people that dunk should be dunk contest judges. Point blank period.
Yeah. They was getting at my boo, Candace Parker. You know, as sweet and lovely as she is, they was getting at her hard body, and I didn't really appreciate that.
That's
a whole other conversation.
I felt an impasse with the comments, because I was like, yikes, I mean, can't this man look? We ain't got to get into all this stuff. Like, you know, it's not like, well, it's just like this. Just leave it at this. We don't need to talk about it.
Straight up. I wish that they were also, well, let's highlight the second thing. The All-Star game. It was super dope to watch the fourth quarter. Let me ask you this.
Oh, God.
How did you like, before we get to like the fourth quarter, the only like part of the All-Star game that mattered, how do you like the fact of them? I know this is kind of like the second year they've done this. Do you like that they have continued to have like two captains pick from a pool of all, like they ditched the East and West format? Like, do you like that? Do you love it? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
I like it now that I've seen people are willing to be competitive. But I want to tell people this. Stop saying that they shouldn't be allowed to pick their teams. Just because Giannis wanted to pick these terrible squads don't mean other people shouldn't be allowed to be captains. That's Giannis' fault. Giannis is out here picking, basically saying, we're going to have everybody who I pick, it's me. And I'm going to get us over. Because we ain't got to worry about nothing. I can do nothing. Giannis out here pick like 3 or 4 7-footers on his team. Giannis don't care about nobody else but him because he thinks he can win the game on his own. To an extent, maybe he could, maybe he can't. But don't look at Giannis. Giannis is an unfair advantage. LeBron. No. Giannis could have picked different. He could have picked James Harden. He said no.
I heard that he's like an advocate of like the cats in the NBA that come from like the motherland, hence like picking Joel Embiid and, you know,
there ain't enough there. He just want people that people are saying he want people he like. No, he just want people he thinks will try hard. Because he thinks as far as talent goes, he can cover the rest. He just want people that he thinks will try hard.
Because when you look at the rosters on paper, you're like, bro, that's not even fair. Like, Team
Hold
LeBron.
On. Chris Middleton was an All-Star twice. Twice. Was Jamal Crawford ever an All-Star?
Uh, I mean, if Jamal Crawford never made an All-Star game in what, like, what, a 10-plus year career, that kind of is like...
Who the hell made Chris Middleton an All-Star?
I mean, but like, but the thing is, like, you still got 12 best in the West, 12 best in the East, and due to the fact that the West is, like, so lopsided with, like, the elite-level talent, like, you have to put
guys... Oh, yeah, no, you can't. Yeah, you can't do West versus East. That's not being fair. I don't know. 20 years ago?
Yeah, like, when All-Star games, like, really had, like, elite, like, super, like, top-tier elite players on, like, in, like, both conferences. Like, the days of that are kind of, like, behind us. They're, like, so far behind us.
They got washed real, real quick. I mean, unless they just want to fill the East up with big people, they get to do that. You got the East filled with, like, I guess all the people. You have Giannis, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid.
I mean, but Street Fighter, listen, though. I mean, we got to also keep in mind, bro, like, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving kind of both are, like, hurt with injury. So, maybe Chris Middleton doesn't make it next year. I know KD makes it next year by default. Like, I don't think
Chris Middleton should have made it this year over the guy they let go from their team. Brogdon. I feel like Brogdon having a better year right now than Chris Middleton.
I mean, but who does Malcolm Brogdon even play for now?
The Pacers.
Like, I'm so out of the loop. That's why I had to, like, ask you. I don't know. So
Malcolm Brogdon playing for the Pacers, and by all accounts, he's been having a pretty nice year. Sabonis made it. I don't even think people really care or know that Demetrius. Whatever his first name is, I can't remember. But Sabonis from the Pacers made the All-Star game. These is weak. If Sabonis made the All-Star game, y'all need some help over there. I didn't even know he was a starter. I thought it was still the other dude whose name I definitely can't remember. I didn't know Sabonis was a starter on that team.
Okay, so I know a couple of years ago, it really has been a minute, I remember them having like a horse competition. I would like for the NBA to incorporate those kinds of events in All-Star Weekend. Like, I know the one-on-one thing is something they've been speaking of, but I don't think that any player has that kind of like an ego. I think all the players got like an ego. They really don't want to, like, lose on that type of a stage in a one-on-one game. I think a one-on-one game.
Because somebody going to try and play. You know what would be the best and worst one-on-one game? It would be the best to see, but worst to have. Giannis.
Bro, you said, keep it like that. I don't know what's going on with, like, the audio. Keep it like that. However, like, you got the microphone position, like, keep it like that.
Wow,
it goes,
I'm talking straight into my phone, but
okay. Anyway, what you were saying when I said something about the one-on-one tournament?
The best one-on-one to watch, but the worst one to have, Giannis Antetokounmpo versus Joel Embiid.
Why would you say that's like the best but worst? I wouldn't pay no money to see that. I'm being 100. I would rather see like,
because I know those two. Nah, see, you trying to think about people like you get to see. You see some handles. No. It'd be the best because those two would be two of the most competitive people going against each other. It'd just be the worst because those two would be banging around in the paint, and somebody gonna get hurt, and somebody gonna try and call their own foul, and that's just gonna go sideways quickly. What a lot of people might like to see more of a LeBron James versus Paul George, maybe.
I mean,
maybe James Harden versus Paul George.
Okay, so if they had a one-on-one tournament, give me what you would want the regulations to be. Like, what are we playing to? Is it make it, take it? Is it, like, straight up? Like, talk to me. Like, what would you like to see if they have?
We go on to 21. It's make it, take it. The fouls would be the thing I'd have to think about the hardest. But we going ones and twos to 21. Make it, take it. No free throws. So, you know, if whoever you do get a foul, you just check the ball back up.
All right, so to 21, and 21 is the number that you have to hit. Like, you remember, like, if you got 20, you can't, like, make a field goal and hit 22. Like, if you do that, you have to go back to, like, 13 or something like that. You remember how, like, we used to play in the street and stuff like that? You have to get 21.
I'm gonna avoid that because we ain't trying to have NBA players out here for too long. But 21's the goal. There's no win by two. So if they got 20, you better play some great defense. On the contrary, if the other person has 19 and you got 20, you better keep them away from that two-point line. But it's make it, take it, so you might want to play defense regardless.
So they made some adjustments to the All-Star game this year when – And they did it, and it was very dope because of how, you know, it benefited charities and things in Chicago. And I reckon that which forever the host city is going forward, they're going to continue to do that. I think that's super dope because you can really see, you know, like the joy and the jubilee within those kids that are part of those programs and things as, you know, the game is progressing and for whichever, you know, team is representing that charity and just like the anxiousness from those kids and things. I thought that was super dope. Where
the kids was talking trash.
Yeah, kids were talking trash and everything. And that's really like what it's all about. I know that there are like incentives for the All-Stars and all of the participants and everything. But for the NBA to, you know, be giving back and stuff, I just feel like that's dope. Because those guys are already like millionaires and things on and off the court. Well, some of them, you know, with lucrative endorsement deals and other business ventures outside of like the realm of basketball. So I really thought that that was dope. Obviously, you know, it's still Mamba forever, you know, rest in peace to Kobe. I really like that there was a set score after, you know, three quarters worth of play and totals for point totals and things. And a target number to hit to win the game. You got some people
No shot clock.
You got some people that were upset, like Joel Embiid, that said that game shouldn't have ended on a free throw. I definitely feel you on – I feel him on that point. But tell me, like, did you like, you know, what they did with having a set score? I mean, a set point total to hit. Did you like that? You feel, I mean, you know, based on how the game ended, what do you think they could like improve it going forward, or should they just keep it kind of like the way it is?
I didn't expect to like it so much, but the intensity they showed when they had a set of four was amazing. Now, I don't know what you could change about these rules because looking at the rules at first, I wasn't sure about them. I didn't know how I'd feel, I didn't know if it'd be too gimmicky, but the players made it work. Now, the thing is, from here, though, I kind of agree. I don't like it ending on a free throw. But if you play a five-on-five, what else? You going to just get ball for fouls? I might say don't foul. Like, you don't want to pick small players in your team. That's not my problem.
I was really shocked that when it started to get thick, that they did not put my boy Trae Young in, period. Like, you know, that boy got, like, long-distance type of range. I'm talking about, like,
man,
no stand.
They didn't put no young players in. Who was the youngest player on the court? Joel Embiid?
I mean, I think so. And even then, like, at the end of that, Joel act like he was a freaking liability, missing free throws and traveling and all that type of crap down low in the paint, couldn't move LeBron, back LeBron up and all that. I'm like, I don't know. And then, like I said, just I know that they have been doing videos and stuff, getting some of the past, you know, elite level players to kind of like voice their like opinions on what has happened to the big man, the center in the NBA nowadays. And it just really disappoints me to like know that Joel Embiid has all that freaking talent, but I guess it's just like a byproduct of the culture in basketball today where, like, you don't have any Skywalkers in the NBA no more. Like, everybody is like, getting further and further away from the basket, just wanting to shoot and everything. But
how interesting would this have been, Steph Curry?
Oh, he'll be back. He'll be back next year. I know Rachel Nichols was kind of like, hey, for posting a picture of that man spending, you know, his vacation with his wife, and they look like they about to, like, hit somebody's hotel room and just, like, dig into each other. She was kind of OD for that, but he'll be back. Klay will be back, you feel me? Definitely had some some handicapped rosters this year for All-Star, because you got a lot of elite-level players that, you know, are, like, hindered because of the injury, but.
Crazy.
Okay. So, we both agree, but I don't think it's really likely to happen. Definitely not with the elite-level players anyway, because, you know, egos are just too, like through the roof as far as a one-on-one is concerned. I feel like you could do horse. I mean, you could do like a knockout tournament. You remember knockout? You know, like gym class and shit. Like, you can do that.
You can't really knock out. You have to make it too crazy because they NBA players. But horse, though? Horse between Steph Curry and Trae Young?
Now, I would pay my money to see that. Yeah, I would pay my money to see that. What else? I mean, just like, I don't know, just some like playground rules type of things. And I mean, even if they don't discontinue the dunk contest, because I know it still holds a lot of weight, even for people like young kids that are coming up and everything that, you know, like aren't really privy to highlights and history and everything, they may think that a regular like 360 dunk is like the greatest dunk they've ever seen. But I know that particularly like throughout the year, and more importantly, like when All-Stars is kind of like getting close, you'll see like videos of like dunkers all throughout the world doing like some crazy stuff. Like, I don't see why the NBA can't throw these guys like a couple of stacks and fly them out and have them put on like just a showcase.
Honestly, because when I first, I don't know if you've seen the video, somebody did like, it was behind the back reach dunk, but somebody bounced the ball off the floor.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And I'm like, bro, like, I mean, why couldn't the NBA pull those cats off? I mean, if you're putting people in the dunk contest that nobody really gives a crap about, I mean, Dwight Howard, I'm sorry, like that. I don't know, nobody wants to see Dwight Howard in a dunk. Albeit, I give him his props. He's been doing his thing in the regular season and contributing to the Lakers being who they are. Shout out to Dwight for that. But, bro, like, those dunks just are, like, mediocre. Like, not to – because, I mean, all of them are professional athletes. Like, you give them their respect. But the dunk contest is just so overwhelming. That's why I'm like, bro, I don't know. Like, bring some trampolines in and let some amateurs, like, get in and let them get their little 15 minutes of fame. And it was a show on YouTube. I don't know if it's still running or not, about, like, a dunk competition where I guess this place was going from, like, city to city and pulling the best dunkers from, like, each region. And they were, like, competing for, like, a grand prize. Like, I feel like the NBA should just jock that idea and give somebody like they 15 minutes of fame on like a national stage, because this like event continues to be like so underwhelming. Tell me about, well, I feel like the Kobe tributes, I feel like they were super dope from former players and fans and celebrities wearing his jerseys, wearing any Kobe-like paraphernalia with sneakers and everything, the tribute sneakers and both of the teams wearing 24 and the number 2, respectively, in honor of him and his daughter and everything. I definitely thought that was dope. Jennifer Hudson, like, she almost, like, had me on the brink of tears with how beautiful she sang, you know, the kickoff, you know, All-Star Sunday night. But
Chance the Rapper was awesome, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, I do, like, it doesn't excite me as much as it has been in recent years. I just don't feel like there are enough, like, super-duper elite-level players that are, like, all-stars in the NBA anymore. It's just, like, a handful of super elite, and then it's just, like, somewhat, like...
And that was crazy. I don't know if you saw this. There was one thing where it was, like, somebody tweeted out, we need to have Ja Morant and Zion Williamson in the dunk contest next year, and Ja Morant was like, nah.
I seen that, but as crazy as you, as like crazy as is Zion's high school highlights were, even if it's like crap that we've already seen before, it's just the fact that it's him, and that just goes back to our point. Like, I could watch LeBron do like a windmill that's been done like for decades, but the fact that it's LeBron doing it, it just like adds to like. I don't know, man. I know he'll have, like, a 30-for-30, like, a couple of years or so after he's done, but I would love for him to address that. I mean, hell, even Kobe came in.
My only beef with LeBron not doing the dunk contest is him saying he would do the dunk contest. Like, don't tell me you're going to do it if you're not going to do it.
But that was, like... That was kind of like in the late 2000s. He was like assuring his fans that he was going to do it and just never done it. And
yo,
they say
like
the reasoning is because he's a power dunker. He's not a finesse dunker.
Do it once. Dominique Wilkins your way and let's see what happens.
Yeah. For you to even mention Dominique when Dominique was... I don't know. Dominique had a little bit of finesse, but he had power to him also. And, I mean, we just seen, like, the side-by-side of LeBron with the, like, reverse, you know, like, Kobe-esque, you know, dunk that he did against the Rockets. And I'm like, Brian, you can do it. Even at, like, 36, that's what he'll be, like, next year's, around next year's All-Star. Like, come on, bro. Like, I don't know if it's, like, a certain type of bag that it's crazy to even say that LeBron James – a lump sum of like money to do it, but that just goes to my point. Like, I want to see all of the all stars participate in all the events. I wouldn't mind seeing Joel Embiid in a 3-point competition in the 3-point shootout. Like, word,
yeah, he wouldn't mind that either. I don't want to see that, but okay.
I mean, that would be funny as hell to watch. I'm just saying, like, you got a bunch of nobodies that nobody is gonna really know. One, the dunk contest is really going to, like, have, like, a spotlight on him now. Like, no. No, you're not. Just not. Trae Young disappointed the hell out of me in the 3-point shoot. I'm like, bro, you ain't even making
it. Oh, I didn't watch. I'm not going to lie. That's the only one I didn't watch, but I heard people was dogging him for his 3-point.
Oh, but, yeah, man. If you had to grade NBA All-Star 2020, what would you give it?
That's rough. I'd say a C, because Aaron Gordon got robbed, and because the only part I liked in the All-Star game was the fourth quarter. But, like, the first 2-3 quarters was kind of a wash. The 3-point contest, like you said, I feel bad for Buddy Hield. Like, congratulations, you got your one, but I ain't come here to see you, bruh.
But that's my whole point. Like, reserve the events for the All-Stars. To me, it just makes it that much better. Hell, like...
Alright, there are some, like, Luka, James Harden... I guess Trae Young would still have to be in there. And some other shooters. But, like, yeah.
like, I wouldn't even mind them bringing, like, infusing a couple of, like, legends. I feel like Reggie Miller can still, like, shoot.
Nah,
by the...
I feel like he's doing too much now. You're doing too
what
much.
What you mean
now.
I'm
this,
doing too
not
much?
Not going down like that. It's
you
not
don't
going
want to
down
see Reggie.
Like stop. No, I don't. No, I don't. I do not.
Ray Allen? What about Ray Allen?
No. Ray Allen don't want to see Ray Allen make no more threes. You see he retired, right?
Ouch, man. Dang. I mean, like I
said. Don't ouch me. Ouch Ray Allen. He is retired. He good.
Ouch. That man said no to Reggie Miller and Ray Allen. Great. Hey, bro.
Ray Allen a couple plays away from being, like, moving up his spot and made the points in it. He don't care. He's like, no, I'm here. I ain't trying to play defense. I ain't trying to play no shots. I'm just working out myself.
For me, I'm kind of in the same ballpark as you. I was going to say like a B minus, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, definitely the All-Star game was missing a few elite players in both conferences this past one. So, you know, and I'm sorry, like add some more events that I feel like the All-Stars would want to participate in, like one-on-one, horse. Zach Beggs, the difference with the knockout. I feel like you could make the knockout thing work. I feel like that would be super dope. But I don't know. Yeah. But I'm going to hold you long. I just want to kind of like politic about All-Star and everything. So, unless you got something you want to like chop up or like you can just take us out, that's all we're gonna do for tonight.
Shout out to Quad Runner.
Yeah, shout out definitely. Shout out to Kawhi. Definitely shout out to Kawhi. That's what it is, y'all. Matty Yam Street Fighter. Like I said, follow us on Google Play, Apple, and Spotify. Church.
Great.